Sunder. The town's population has, according to official census data, declined slightly from the last time numbers were counted. Statistics Canada last week released the figures, which showed a drop of 57 residents to 2,672 in 2021 from 2,729 in 2022, a 2.1% drop. There were in the latest census a total of 1,270 private dwellings. Reacting to the news, Town of Sunder Mayor Richard Warnock said during an interview that the information was still fresh and that he intended to discuss the matter with administration. Speculating as to what might be attributed to the decline would be difficult without looking further into factors that might have played a role, said Warnock. I had heard that there was increasing populations, not decreasing populations, the mayor said, adding he nevertheless had little doubt the census data is correct. I don't see any glaring reasons why that would be, he said about the decline. We haven't seen a lot of vacancies. Real estate people are telling me that the market is okay in Sunder. So, I would think it's not a housing issue. Getting a better understanding of what might have contributed to the drop will involve working with administration to investigate demographic changes that could shine some insightful light on the downward trend, and what could be done to reverse that, he said. Nobody wants to see a municipality decline in numbers, he said. The news came as somewhat of a surprise, especially considering that Sunder has weathered the pandemic well. Most of Sunder has stayed the same through COVID, he said. But then, possibly when you take a look at the restaurant and entertainment businesses being restricted, there could be elements of that workforce that went elsewhere. However, there are reasons to be optimistic about the potential for future growth to reverse this trend, he said. The big broadband announcement today certainly brings hope to Sunder, he said, referring to the federal government's multi-billion-dollar Universal Broadband Fund initiative to support the nationwide rollout of improved rural internet infrastructure. Sunder's on that hit list for shovel-ready projects, he said. This year's funding allotment alone includes more than $41 million for Alberta-based projects. Explornet Communications Inc., which is currently working to install a blend of buried and aerially mounted fiber optics in Sunder, was among the 21 recipients and was granted a little more than $1.8 million. Although of course far too soon to say for certain, the mayor expressed optimism that such developments might well turn around the trend and perhaps even contribute to growth. It's certainly important for checking to make sure that Sunder is offering the right services, he said. Let's face it, broadband I believe raises property values, it raises business interest. So, I believe that broadband helps communities. Warnock went on to say he looks forward to following up with local businesses in the future to get a better idea of how access to far improved internet service has benefited their operations. Medical, accounting, and legal professions are all here in Sunder and we want to keep them here in Sunder, he said. The mayor also said work remains underway on new developments such as the previously proposed four-story apartment building with a commercial space that the former council had approved a rezoning request for just south of the Main Avenue Highway 27 downtown corridor. There are active meetings as we speak between the developers and our administration, he said. We are sitting here in anticipation of a date that they will make their announcement. We, as a council, are hoping for this spring. But I cannot confirm that. What he could confirm, is that the project remains a work in progress and is not a dead item. Administration, through the Planning and Development Department, remains focused on carefully crossing their T's and dotting I's to help facilitate the developer's effort to move ahead, he said. I'm hoping that there is not a 2% decline in stats in the future, he said.